from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. CBSSports.com has breakout players for all 32 teams in the NFL. So let's start alphabetically and go through all 32. I'm just kidding. It's interesting. The breakout player for the Houston Texans, and there are lots of candidates on this list. There are several young players who have broken out already. I would submit, Seth, that the one they chose for the Houston Texans, I went at the Texans and the Colts. Because if they're right about the Colts, then this season could be a little problematic. We'll get to that in a second. But the breakout player for the Houston Texans, and this is from CBSSports.com, it's Jared Dubin, who is one of their NFL writers. He's got Derek Stingley Jr. And did Derek Stingley Jr. do enough last season to say that he's already kind of broken out, I think?
I think a lot of people are just waiting to see him play a full season of that.
So health factors into the breakout.
Yeah, I think it really very much is. It's still a futures bet in a lot of ways with him.
Yeah.
And I think then define breakout.
Yeah.
I guess if it's in the minds of the public. Yeah, Derek Stingley's not a household name the way that Sauce Gardner is. And I think that largely it would take a full season of him playing that way and being a genuine all-pro and all of that. I wonder if Derek Stingley had played his 11 games at the beginning of the season and then the Texans had made the playoffs still, but, people would have brought up, wow, who knows, maybe if Derek Stingley had been healthy, then that could have been the difference. Sometimes the timing of it matters. You start, the narratives get written about a third of the way through the season.
It's
hard to bust the narrative.
It's a great point, yes.
A third of the way through last season, Derek Stingley wasn't playing football.
Mm-hmm.
So, so Derek Stingley could, quote-unquote, break out if the Texans start off strong and he's healthy and plays really well for the first four or five games of the year.
Yeah, he looks great. I mean, if we all agree on definition of breakout being Stingley is eligible for this sort of subjective kind of thing, he's queued up for it, man. Here's what he says real quick. Stingley, as you point out, missed time due to injury each of his first two seasons. When he was on the field, he's one of the best corners in football. He allowed just 21 completions on 39 targets via Pro Football Focus with a 71.6 passer ratings on throws in his direction last year. Great ball production with 6 breakups, 5 interceptions in just 11 games. That's crazy. He's only targeted 39 times the whole season last year and had 6 PBUs and 5 picks.
Yeah, and the picks kind of were of the baiting variety. There was one time where I thought that D'Amico did a great job of – there were times last year where – they baited people with Petrie's over-aggressive nature. Because on one of those picks, they kind of it was enough of a read that it looked like Jalen Petrie was jumping an underneath route. But that was actually what the coverage demanded. Yeah. And Derek Stingley kind of just lay in wait and pounced. So that's where a lot of his hits are going to come, or a lot of his picks will have to come from, I think, is when they can trap people, because they just the teams aren't testing him in one-on-one man coverage
that was,
nearly as much.
Yeah, that was, I think, was that the Denver game where he like came,
yes,
came across,
yeah,
the field and kind of, yeah, like he had a pick his rookie year. He had one pick his rookie year, and it was in the game at Jacksonville where it was a cagey kind of play, but it was an easy one in the back of the end zone that Trevor Lawrence threw. It's
that
this
was the one he kind of looked disgusted with himself afterwards. He was, yeah, just kind of, 'cause it was at the end. It was a YOLO ball at the end of the half.
Yeah.
It was a shot into the end zone at the end of the half.
Well, this was
kind of like disgusted with himself, threw the ball down.
No. This was Stingley's rookie year. The only pick he had his rookie year. Yeah, that's okay. It was the only pick he had his rookie year, was kind of a routine play. Where I was going with this was like when he started making picks this year, where you're like, oh, that's third overall pick in the draft kind of interceptions right there.
Well,
you know,
the one that he had off of the Will Anderson deflection, that would have been easy to write off as like, okay, well, he was in the right place at the right time. But it was actually, it was his ball skills in that moment.
Because yeah,
he has freakishly good ball skills. Everything that frustrates you about some good cornerbacks where they don't know when to turn and look for the ball, all those things. Like, he's able to turn and contort himself and then has good hands to boot.
Yeah.
That you can see why they thought about, you know, perhaps moving him to wide receiver at one point in his career.
Yes.
I give him full credit for that interception because, A, his guy was covered. He could have made a play on the ball even if it was a well-thrown ball.
Yep.
May have still been an interception, but he had to adjust to it immediately and kind of scoop it one-handed out of the air.
Yeah, I think that was Denver also, if I'm not mistaken.
That was Cleveland.
Denver or Arizona because it was a home game.
Okay.
It was early on. I think it might, whatever. That one might have been a pick six if it didn't get deflected. Because Will got a piece of it and it went down. You know, yeah, he had to go to the ground to catch that football. So, that was, man, Stingley is the breakout guy. Now, Jared Dubin has Anthony Richardson as the breakout guy for the Indianapolis Colts. If Anthony Richardson has a true breakout season for the Indianapolis Colts, Seth, are the Houston Texans AFC South champions again?
If he has a breakout season.
A breakout type season, like a big time. Like, breakout to me is like you're in Pro Bowl conversation, you know?
It gets a lot dicier.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Yeah.
Colts had an interesting offseason. Colts did almost nothing to bring in free agents, but they did retain some very key and critical free agents
of
their own.
Yeah.
So it's almost, you know, like usually running it back exactly the same, even for championship teams, doesn't always work out. We've seen that in baseball. Running it back you're never the same team afterwards, mm-hmm. but they still have a really good young core nucleus. And I think if Anthony Richardson is, which I'm skeptical that he's going to have a breakout season.
I am too.
Then it's anybody's race at that point. But he's still in a very, very small sample size of his first preseason game. You still see some erraticism. You can see that his decision making is not at the same level as CJ Stroud's. That's one game back in the preseason after not having played for a long time. But I think you got to remember that, man, it's like he's having another rookie season. Yeah, he got to sit and watch on the sideline and everything, but he only played four games and was banged up. And the other thing about, I mean, he's been injured all the time since his high school career.
Yep.
Since his senior year in high school, he's been banged up and injured a lot.
This is not new for him. Absolutely. The other candidates I had for the Texans that I kind of jotted down, you know, if you're worried about Stingley being hurt or if you feel like he's already broken out, the three I wrote down were Kamari Lassiter, you know, who's being handed a big responsibility. Kenyon Green, assuming a guard can break out. Like, breakout feels more like a sexy skill position or DB, like a statistically measured position kind of thing. Or Jalen Petrie. You know, Jalen Petrie is the one I would choose to break out of those.
Jalen Petrie, I can't call a breakout because I feel like he's already broken that hymen. The rookie year, everybody was gushing about how incredible it was that he got all these tackles and everything.
Yeah.
And I feel like that breakout, even if it was premature, it was enough to break the hymen.
I'm watching a highlight video of Stingley's interceptions, and you're right. The Cleveland interception is the one you're thinking of that was at the end of the half, where he gets up and he's just kind of flips the ball away because they were getting killed in that game. They were getting destroyed.
It was a whatever ball. Yeah, it was like, all right, last. It was a desperation heave at the end
from Flacco. Yeah.
Which I credit Stingley.
Yeah,
I like that he got. It's the exact opposite of getting up and acting like you just won the Super Bowl.
Right.
You know, after a meaningless. You know, the most annoying thing ever is the defensive back that comes up and makes a stop. It like just passed the first down line and then gets up and acts like he just pulled off something great.
Yeah.
He said basically like, nope, I don't grade this as this doesn't count.
I'm looking
this
at
is,
it.
This is like getting on base on an error.
Literally the last play of the half. I'm watching it again and Christian Harris comes over and does the dusting him off thing, you know, like,
yeah.
and Stingley's like, Stingley's like holding the ball, like, okay, bro.
<All right>.
Yeah. Stop dusting me off. Okay.
We're down. To my
I'm looking
standards.
At the score. We're down 22-7. Stop dusting me off.
And
okay.
In my mind, it's like giving Einstein an attaboy for solving a simple algebra equation
right.
or something. You're like,
yeah.
X plus 3 equals 12. Solve for X. Good job, Einstein.
Payne and Pendergast with you. Hey, let's do one more here. This is Frank Ross yesterday. The other thing to watch in the game this Saturday, we get another game worth of the new kickoff rules. Frank Ross sounds like he's still just as confused as everybody else as to what direction this whole thing's going.
Yep, challenging, exciting. On both ends of the spectrum, challenging and exciting, not figured out. All right, I don't have their secret recipe, and hopefully whoever thinks they do would be remiss and say that. It's going to be hard, and it's going to be an evolving process. Week 2, week 3, week 4 are going to look different than week 8, 9, and 10. So we're going to continue to evolve and continue to ask players for feedback. One thing I do know is, it's going to be a challenge weekly for us to cat and mouse, and there's going to be so much new exploratory things from, call it, the other return units and us in coverage, that we're going to have to adjust mid-game every time we step out on the field. So we're going to see how versatile we can be in making adjustments.
He
sounds like a COVID-era health official.
Dude, he sucks.
You're like,
sounds like Fauci.
Honestly, we don't know the hell we're looking at, all right?
Yeah.
We're just We're going to try anything and everything.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. White sound surfaces.
Try that. He does. Why is the kickoff coverage team wearing masks? Why are they doing this?
I bet that the analytics department is working overtime on this stuff. You know, they're trying to figure out, they probably every week, they're like, all right, we're going to go in, dice it out, figure out what's worked for some teams and not others in all these situations. And they're just going to try to figure out exactly what all this means. And at some point, I wonder at which point some analytics staff start saying, just kick it into the end zone.
Dude,
just kick it. We'll take the ball to 30. Just kick it into the end zone.
God, he sounds like me when I was trying to assemble furniture for my kids when they were young. I'm like, I think this goes here and that goes, I don't know.
I feel like that is a lot more cussing.
You would be right.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!